Telephone.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hi, Matt. We're live on the air.
Oh, we're live on the air. Rock and roll.
Yep.
I don't think that's a real bomb father. It's a tiny chat.
What? The bomb father's in tiny chat?
I don't think that's really him.
Oh, yeah, he's typing in full sentences without... He doesn't look like text speak. I imagine the bomb would speak in, you know, he'd look like a third grader typing or something.
Yeah.
So, you haven't heard the bomb news and you haven't seen the video on YouTube yet, so I'm going to tell you about it. Okay, so you're familiar with the Golden Calculator drug deal prank and the Golden Calculator song.
And
hello.
Hey, I was calling about the drugs.
Who's this?
Well, Tomas referred me. There's an ad on Craigslist about drugs, and I was wondering if you still had any of those.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Steve. No, Mom, I'm not giving the phone back.
No, I'm not your
mom. Yeah. I just told that to my mom. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I forgive you.
Okay, so yeah, I've got, hold on. I have to walk.
Okay.
Dad, shut up. Don't follow me out here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Just tell your parents we're trying to do a drug deal. They need to back off.
He just shut the door. Now, I've got a gold calculator.
Like spray-painted gold?
What?
Is it gold
it's real,
flat?
It's real gold, real.
Like 14 karat, a solid?
Yeah, 14 karat solid.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How many ounces of gold is in there?
I don't know.
Well, give me an idea as to its measurements. Are we talking like 12 inches
Five
by
inches.
7 inches?
5 inches. Six by four.
Holy geez. Yeah, what do you want for that?
I want 4 grams.
Coke? H what?
Yeah, Coke.
Okay.
I live in Issaquah. My house is in Miramont Subdivision.
I think I know where that is. What's your address? I'll put it into MapQuest.
15...
Okay.
It's a house and my phone's about to die.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm going to meet you in my driveway.
Okay. Yeah. Will you be wearing...
No. I'm going to meet you on the street by my mailbox.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just... Okay, cool. I'll be... I have... my car is a
I'm talking to one of my friends, Dad.
Yeah. Back off, Dad. My car is it's like a Ford. It's all black. It's got some red and white lights on top. And I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
Okay, man.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Will you be? Can you hold up a sign so I know it's you?
I've got blonde hair.
Blonde hair. Well, there's a lot of people with blonde hair. Can you like hold up a sign for me? Do you have any cardboard and a Sharpie?
I've got glasses. They're black rimmed, and I've got blonde hair.
Glasses. Well, that fits the description of a lot of people. How will I know it's you?
Oh. You will know.
Do you have any like a cardboard and a magic marker there?
Yeah, dude.
Could you make like a sign and kind of hold it up for me so I know it's you?
Yeah.
Okay. What will the sign say?
It'll say whatever. I have to go now.
It'll just say whatever? Like WHATEVER?
Yeah.
Can you put like an exclamation point at the end of that?
What?
Just put like whatever and then an exclamation point?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I never thought my night would be anything more than just smoking weed, but suddenly I began to see a bit of good luck for me, 'cause I got a golden calculator. I'm gonna trade it and get 4 grams of cocaine. I never imagined that I would hold a calculator made of solid gold, but suddenly I'm waving a cardboard sign at the end of my driveway, 'cause I got a golden calculator. I'm gonna trade it and get 4 grams of cocaine. I never dreamed that I would climb over Lake Hills in ecstasy, but the Bob Brothers life is always sublime, and that's where I'm about to be, 'cause I've got a golden calculator. I'm gonna trade it and get 4 grams of cocaine, and with my golden calculator, my night will be insane.
This week, we prank called, or we didn't prank call the bomb, we put the bomb on our conference, and we had a really great time with him. Yeah. And that was fun, and the bomb seemed to love us, and I'd like to just to get maybe we'll get him on the after show tonight, which will happen, by the way.
He was just giggling. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. But I guess his dad isn't as thrilled about that being up there, because he called and left me kind of a threatening message.
Okay, we got to listen to that, don't
it's
we?
Amusing. Oh, I didn't set it up. Oh, man. Let me see if I can quickly put this into my Sam.
Your butt boy. You put it in your butt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In the fucking triquil, trickle, it's whatever. For the fucking sand, it's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt. It's so funny.
It sounds like it would have been hilarious when I was in third grade.
Because that's what Meatwad did when he called the drizzle.
Oh, okay, I get it now. If Meatwad did it, then it's hilarious.
Yeah,
to me.
Because he got it all wrong. He's like, somebody said you put Fat Albert in the can. I gotta start. I'll need exact coordinates, ma'am.
I gotta start watching that show again. I kind of stopped after.
But boy, that's a really old one. That's the drizzle episode.
All right, I got it. I got it here. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So the bomb has my cell phone number, thanks to Rappy, and thanks to Rappy, now so does the bomb's father, the bomb father. LOL.
Just kidding. Still born.
Yep. And he left me this message on my cell phone, and then he left me a text. So here goes.
First skipped message.
Yeah, Brad, my name is Bruce Konigsberg. I'm Stephen Konigsberg.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm aware of this video you have on YouTube about a prank phone call you did. I'm going to suggest to you in a nice way to pull that off YouTube.
Yeah, now keep that in mind. He said in a nice way.
Okay.
So when I go check that link tomorrow, I hope it's not there, because I'm going to cause a lot of problems about this with you. You want to do the right thing and take that down immediately. If it's not down, we'll address YouTube security and a few other things. You need to take it down, dude.
Dude,
that's right,
like,
dude.
Like a real professional lawyer.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought that was hilarious. I talked to Rappy, and I'm like, Rappy, I'll take it down if you want me to, if it's going to cause problems for you. And he's like, no, fuck those people. Do whatever you want. Because Rappy's
he's
awesome.
He's like, listen to the frogs croak, motherfucker.
Yep, that's what he did.
Look, here's where we go pee on kava plants.
Yeah, so I posted a response video with that voicemail in it. That's basically
nice.
That's basically all it is. So you're not missing anything by not seeing the video. But it's on youtube.com/phonelosers if you want to hear that voicemail and the prank and the amazing song on the end of it. I bet a lot of people didn't finish the prank and hear the song on the end. So
I know.
Everyone should.
I've got the golden calculator, and I'm going to trade it for 4 grams of cocaine.
My night will be insane. Zyklon is calling.
Yeah, insane. Does he have some interesting ideas for us?
I was hoping he had an
wow,
idea.
Wow, that's crazy.
An idea.
Like, when he just popped up, it totally brought me out of Tiny Chat, just brought me over here, so I had to watch his fucking sleeping kitty. And that's slang for a dead little girl's vagina.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I didn't... Hey, Zyklon, do you have any ideas what I should do about the bombs, father?
Call him on the phone show.
Nah. I want to leave it at this. You know, he demanded it get taken down, and I put it up again. So I just want to see what happens with that.
Did you take it down or just leave it?
No, I left it, and then I put another video up with,
this call.
Yeah, the whole thing again.
Yeah. And if he makes a stink, we could just all start reenacting the video. And, like, have me all, like, palsy out and act like, yeah. Oh, I'm a lawyer, dude.
What I'd like to suggest, though, is if everyone could go to that video, and, you know, if you want to, if you don't mind, you know, fighting with us, not that we're going to need it, but, you know, copy the video and put it on your own YouTube, and I'll link to your YouTube if you tell me where it is. Just for the lulz, I guess.
Maybe it might be worthwhile to put it on the front page of phonelosers.org.
Yeah, I could. I don't know. It's not even that funny, though. I mean, the call's pretty hilarious, but is it?
The one with the song is fucking the tits, dude.
It's hilarious to us, because we were all there.
I know, I wasn't on that call. It's just like him just like, yeah, I don't know, I'll say whatever. And then you have the little cartoon of whatever. So dude, me and Ravi have all the originals of that now.
The originals of what?
Of the drawings from the Golden Calculator video.
Yeah, I meant to give them all to you, and there was two of them still sitting in my scanner, which I gave those to Rap. Those would have gone to you, but I'm stupid.
That's awesome. Someday our Winter Twin powers can fucking ejaculate. I want to be the bucket of semen.
Tonight we're broadcasting on Cacti Radio and BluePlanetPrankRadio.com.
I always feel a little more fucking heat on me when we're on Blue Planet.
Yeah, stop talking about fucking children for an hour, okay, Matt?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you didn't do that like 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
I didn't.
No,
I'd
not
said,
you. That I wasn't said, you. That was somebody. I imagined that.
I said his sleeping pussy picture, and I said that's a dead child's gun.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't talk about fucking it.
What? Yeah, it's okay just to imagine a dead child's cunt.
Yeah, well, it's funny. They don't see the picture, but it's honestly just a sleeping little cat.
Look what you did, Zyklon. Thanks a lot. You and your dumb thing.
Zyklon's always got the best ideas. He rocks.
Thanks for having the idea of putting that thing on your profile avatar thing. God damn it. God damn it, Zyklon. If you're not going to talk, I'm just hanging up.
Change your Skype name. Because I was trying to do that yesterday.
I guess you could just sign up for a new account.
You'd have to make a whole... Whoa. Clank.
That was
goddamn Cactus was angry. So you have to make a whole new account, you think? But I got a lot paid off on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You can... Okay, on Carlito's forums, on MadhouseLive.com, yeah. On his forums, somebody, Lucy, I think, posted a link to where you can change your caller ID.
Well, that's on, like, Skype's main page, where you can just...
Oh, okay.
But it wants to, like, verify that call and shit. But, like, I think at one point I did it on, like a cheap, like, phone I had. But that's still, like, somehow linked to me. I wanted just to, I was thinking, like, everybody should change their shit just to, like, all periods and fucking exclamation points and shit. So, like, if it comes up, they're going to be like, I don't know, it's dot, 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 fuck, I don't know.
Ever since that started happening with the caller ID displaying, I've always wanted to change to the name, like, customer service, some variation of that.
Yeah.
Customer service with the E being a 3 or something.
Yeah, FBI party van.
Yeah, that's it. Lemonparty.org. Because every once in a while we get busted by people.
Yeah.
Like the videos.
And they're like, why does it come up, phone losers?
Well, like when we prank called Blockbuster several months ago, and that girl, like she saw phonelosers.org on the caller ID, and then she like emailed me the next morning because she knew where to go. And it was funny and everything, but still.
Yeah.
Stupid technology ruining our fun.
Yeah, it's odd, but I'd like to keep it like vaguer.
something.
Yeah.
Tonight, throughout the show, I'm going to be scribbling on this amazing notepad that Trevor Burdick, Raster Dragon, sent me. I'm showing it on tinychat.com/phonelosers.
Yeah.
He drew a bell symbol.
I actually saw when he was making that. I didn't know he finally got it.
Really?
Yeah. I had to keep it under wraps.
Yep. Yep. And he wrote me a nice little note in the front of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trevor. It's amazing.
It's nice that you're showing it when he's not. Oh, no, there he is. I was like, I just saw his bicycle just a second ago.
His bicycle's red. That's my Soliton impression. He used to say weird things like that. He's getting more normal. Hi, Soliton.
Sorry. Fuck Soliton and his stupid ass.
Like he's not saying his weird things anymore, and he's not being, you know, full frontal nudity on cam as much.
Yeah, well,
it's nice. He's a nice guy now.
I hope diabetes on him.
And we hope to get hit by a bus all the time.
He has to get a foot amputated.
Yep.
Sunlight's fucking giving me tips. Sunlight's awesome cat.
If anyone would like to call in with questions or
comments
or
concerns,
something to contribute, call in 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype. And we'll talk shortly, and then I'll slam down the phone on you.
Yeah.
It'll be amazing.
So Sunlight, thank you. He says they won't change your shit unless you do open a new account, but I paid up for a fucking full year, so I'm stuck with stuck with the fucking Hilux 666.
Oh well.
Yeah.
I've got some carding calls.
Let's rock and roll.
Apparently I fucked things up for probably an entire month. So people have been leaving carding notes apparently a lot, and I haven't been getting the messages because the voicemail has been going to the wrong voicemail, and I think that voicemail gave away that it was a prank, maybe.
Why is it like you've reached the PLA?
Yeah, something like that.
Just have to fuck with you.
I think the phone loser voicemail, it says something like, you know, this is the phone losers. If you're responding to a Craigslist ad, it's just a prank. Oh, so why don't you go ahead and report that Craigslist ad?
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that ended up getting forwarded over to that voicemail by accident. But anyway, I turned it off yesterday and I got four things already, four messages, carding, maybe five. Hi, Trevor. Thanks for the notepad.
Hi, buddy.
Hey.
What's up, Trev?
I'm going to doodle all over this notepad and mail it back.
Let me turn it off.
Yeah, dummy. God.
God.
God. God. Jesus Christ.
The phone show is now on a thing called Stitcher, which apparently isn't...
It links to your fucking car and iTunes or something?
Yeah, something like, I don't understand it. I don't know what it does, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Goddamn police took my fucking car. So,
I had to apply to get on it, and then they sent me an email saying, you're approved. I don't know, it's probably not a big deal.
It's, it's neat for you sharing more, but I hear they, because is the phone show on iTunes?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. And
because I hear Stitcher's like kind of.
No, the phone show is actually on Spotify. So is Redbox and the.
But I hear that they don't always that they put ads like over your shit and they.
But still,
who cares? Let them.
I think Brad gets what 50 cents every month from them.
I wouldn't expect to get much more than that. Yeah, apparently I will get money at some point from them. That's what the email.
Well, they scrape like Spotify and a whole bunch of other shit. So,
yep. And also, this guy named Oxy.
is his last name Cotton?
Yeah. he said the. There's an app on iPhone for police scanners called 5-0. I used to have that. And he said, we're on there. We're on a police scanner app. And that's where he listens to us on.
Oh, so that's neat, dude.
That's weird. It doesn't make sense. It's there by accident, I'm sure. Someone submitted it.
I'm sure it makes sense because...
Set that up. That's
because I have a scanner app for Droid, and you're never on it. But you, like, choose where you are.
Well, I said iPhone, didn't I? I didn't say Droid. God damn it.
Fuck you. Android.
Well, fuck you then.
Oh, ice cream sandwich you.
I'll wait till you're asleep and I will fucking drop your penis on you.
Ouch. Hey, I got this voicemail. It's doesn't make any sense, but I think it's funny just because you just listen. It's weird.
How you doing? I was calling because I saw a poster on Crazy. You were giving away cactus. I just give me a call at 443-766-1704. My name is Fernando. Thank you.
I don't know if you could even hear that, but
it sounds like his children are being beaten in the background.
Hi.
Hey, Roy Gerbil.
No, there. It sounds like
you can change your name under profile, you ding dong.
Yeah. God, what the hell, Matt?
You can change it on Skype, because look at mine right now.
Well, you can change your name, but that doesn't change your username, and I think that's what shows up on caller ID, right?
Yeah, I believe.
No. Whatever you've signed up for your account shows up under your user ID on Skype. You show up as phonelosers.org.
What's mine right now on Skype?
Matt.
Well, yeah, this is Matt to us.
It comes up to me as Matt Hillock 666.
Does it?
It just says Matt to me. Matt. Trevor's probably using, Linux or something gay.
Or Linux.
No, I would never use anything I didn't have to torrent and to avoid paying a lot of money for.
I see.
You didn't get the lame new update that gives me awesome new tips.
Trevor, do you want to talk to a carding person real quick before I slam down the phone on you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you... I'll call the earliest one. Okay, the earliest one is from one day ago. And it looks like I have six of them here.
And did I change now?
Somebody in New York is really into this.
No.
New York and Georgia.
Where in New York?
516. What's that like?
Dude, anybody out there rocking those is really cool people.
Yeah, I mean, that's really awesome. I'm not even encouraging it anymore, and people are still doing it, I guess, from YouTube.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, so I need to start putting links on that YouTube video saying, here's where you can listen to new ones. Here, let me play this voicemail, and we'll decide if it's fake or not. Because one of them sounded fake.
I got your note on my car from Baldwin train station. My name is Lorraine. Could you call me back?
516-314. Yeah, Lorraine is... Yeah, that one sounds very real to me.
After this, you should hang up on me. I can't handle not being on the after show, being on the real show.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Just watch me. Oh,
he'll slam the fucking thing down on me.
Okay, I know.
So here's Lorraine.
My feelings.
Here's Lorraine, Trevor. That's been running the whole time. I was just getting it turned off.
Nice. Whatever happened to Technical Writer?
No, don't remind him.
How about Boots and Boys?
Oh, yes. I'm down with Boots and Boys.
Okay, it didn't go to voicemail. It hung up on us. So I think maybe she picked up and hung up.
So did my Skype name change?
Yes,
it did.
Okay. No,
that's racist.
Fucking shit. First thing I write in Trevor's notebook, 9:23 p.m.
I'm going to hang up on you before you hang up on me.
Good. You don't get a hang-up noise then.
Hi, we've reached your name. Please leave your name and number at...
Okay, so we got five more of these. I think other people should call in, though, and take these for me, especially the ones that sound fake.
Where's?
I think only one of them and possibly two sound fake, so there's four that I'm pretty sure are legit.
Hi, we've reached your name. Please leave your name.
She's there. She's hitting the stop button.
Because it's coming up phone losers for the win.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure she's a cell phone because of the prefix. But she, she's hitting the end button. She doesn't want to pick up. She's probably, half.
Hi, we've reached your
name. Now she's turning it off, I think.
Yeah, she's like, just she's click. Getting,
it's
click.
Less,
click.
Fewer and fewer rings.
Hi, we've reached your name.
Oh, no, it's gone. It's turned off. All right, so let me switch this voicemail. Other people, call in 505-796-4020. Someone else was trying to call in earlier. Oh, yeah, not Brad. He needs to do one.
Not Brad's a good get.
I don't like him personally, but, whatever.
You don't like anybody.
If you like him, that's fine. I don't hold that against you.
Hello?
Not Brad, do you want to make a carding call?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, get your audio shit together and call back in.
Yeah, it sounded like it's coming through. Like nothing crazy turns on. I don't know, even know what. It just sounded like.
Yes, I know. Matt Skype says, I love RBCP now. Thanks, Matt. Why did Dark Stranger hang up? She could have done one before she left.
Yeah, look at her with her cute little frizzy hair and her 80s librarian glasses.
You should have seen her hair the other day on Tiny Chat. She, it was all froed out. It was like three times the size of her head.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen when she does that with her bush? Yeah, for good, buddy.
All right.
No, I missed that, Matt. I don't stay up late enough for the fun stuff.
The ass bush, she braided it. It was very awkward.
All right, voicemail.
Hey, Roy, my name's Keith. You left me a note on my car. Could you please call me back at 516-6?
All right, so not Brad, do you want to do a carding call?
Yeah, I'll call Keith up.
All right. I'm going to do this as slowly as possible.
All right, cool. Perfect. I'm going to pack a bowl.
Was his name Keith?
Keith.
Okay. It's all yours.
Great. That means he won't answer.
Auto-tune everything. Auto-tune gonorrhea.
I don't know who's breathing heavy, but it's really turning me on.
Hi, this is Keith Cooper from Play Ball Gifts.
Wow.
Leave me a message, I'll get back.
Play Ball Gifts?
Oh, Keith Cooper.
Damn you, Keith Cooper. You win again.
Check and mate, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Keith.
Man, I said people call in if you have something to contribute or a question or whatever, and that really, that eliminated all the calls. Nobody's calling in.
Yeah.
We can take a hint, Brad Carter.
Is it you that's breathing heavy, not Brad?
Probably.
Hi, this is Keith Cooper from Play Ball Kids.
All right, let's try one more for not Brad to do.
Is it Play Ball Kids? Is that what it says?
It sounds like that.
Yeah, back to talking about kids' genitals.
Or no, it's either Play Ball Kids or Play Ball Kits.
Matt hears what he wants to.
I'm going
to
go with that Keith's a pervert, and it's something about kids' balls.
Hi, Roy. This is Steve Jacoby. It was my car at the train station in Merrick.
Steve Jacoby.
That you met the other morning. You can reach me at...
Wait, did you hear that? He said we met the other morning? Hold on.
Morning. You can reach me at... that you met
morning.
The other morning.
It was in morning.
You can reach me at 631-687590. 631-687590.
Okay, hold on.
And thanks for the message. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Ah.
Oh, Steve Jacoby.
I need to turn off the phone losers. Google Voice account, because it keeps ringing. It's really quiet all of a sudden.
So
dead air for the win. Dead air for the win.
Nothing's working out.
That's what they say, screaming the shit at the fucking mean eyeball at the goddamn radio station thing.
Hey, unknown caller. You're on the air. And he hung up.
I was on. They said hi to me.
Okay, so... Jacoby, what was his first name? Steve Jacoby. Jacoby.
Steve Jacoby.
I like Jacoby better.
Yeah. Okay, so here it goes. Not Brad, this is for you.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, is this Mr. Jacoby?
What?
Is this Steven Jacoby?
Who's this?
This is Roy. We met the other day at the train station. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Roy.
Hey. So listen, man, I'm just returning your phone call. Got your message just earlier today. Sorry, I've been a little bit busy.
No worries.
just driving home from the train station actually right now.
Oh, the good old train station, eh?
Yeah.
It's always a nice trip home. You get to reflect on your long day's work. So listen, man, I'm just gonna drop by with a bag of weed or something. We'll call it even, all right, man? I didn't mean to hit your car.
All right.
Yep. Listen, I know the bomb father, so you better not fuck with me.
I don't know who the bomb father is, but
oh, you don't want to find out. Let me tell you. He's got a golden calculator, and by his math, you're in hot water.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm just trying to make sure everything's cool between me and you. You know what I mean? I don't want any bad blood. We see each other at the train station. You know, I don't want to feel threatened. I'm pretty paranoid most of the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel threatened, but my side of my car is kind of fucked up, so.
You sound kind of fucked up. Have you been drinking tonight?
So I'm not sure how you want
to
deal
with it.
Well,
I just told you how I wanted to deal with it, and it didn't sound like you had too much of a problem with that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, not too much in a weed, but.
Well, what are you into? We can work something out, maybe. Yeah.
Not really too much in anything, to tell you the truth. I'll
not too much
in
anything.
Just go to work at home.
Where do you work at?
In the city.
Where do you live at?
In the town. So, well,
in the town.
Like,
listen, buddy boy, you sound like a jokester over there. I don't know why you're being a smartass.
Okay,
You want to get this solved, you better stop talking, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
so what?
What the fuck?
I'm not proposing anything, buddy. I'm proposing you shut the fuck up about it. I was nice enough to leave you a note and nice enough to call you back. And you're sitting here complaining because you don't like drugs. You sound like a sniveling seventh grader to me.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do about it, huh? I know the bomb father. Who do you know?
I don't know anybody, Roy. But I appreciate
doesn't sound you like you know
back.
Me, buddy.
I appreciate you leaving me a note.
All right, man. Is your car all right? I mean, I feel a little bit bad.
Well, I mean, I wish I could say it was my car, but it's a lease car, and I'd rather have to pay, $1,000 to get my front quarter panel scraped out, and I do appreciate you leaving me a note and everything. I mean, that was, a cool thing to do, so.
Man, I'm a sweetheart. Come on.
I'm going to jerk off, and if you want to do cool, then you do cool. If not, then we part ways and we move on with our lives. And
listen, man, I'll have you over for dinner. I'll have you over for dinner. My wife will cook up some spaghetti. We'll hang out. We'll have a Yingling or two. You know, we can chill. But I mean, all I'm saying is, just calm down. You know what I mean? How do you pronounce your last name? I was having a little bit of an argument earlier with my wife about it.
I'm pretty calm, boy.
Well, listen, I just want to know how you pronounce your last name. Jacoby? Jacoby? Is it Jacoby or Jacoby? Jacoby?
Jacoby's good.
Yep. Jacoby? All right, see, I told you, you stupid cunt. Get back in the kitchen and make me and Jacoby some sandwiches. Yeah, I told her that. She didn't listen to me. Listen, Jacoby, why don't you come over for dinner? We'll have some SpaghettiOs. We'll talk this over. You know what I mean?
Alright, Roy, thanks a lot, buddy.
Listen, buddy, you gonna come over or you're not gonna come over?
I don't think so. But I appreciate it again. I appreciate you leaving me a note and calling me back. That's a cool thing to do. But, I'm not gonna sit here and have a conversation at midnight or something.
You don't have to sit there. You can come and sit in the dining room. We can have some spaghetti. I got some nice wine. It's from, 2009 or some shit. You know, it's been aging in my cellar for a while. We'll kick back. Well, you know, you can fuck my wife if you want. We'll just hang out.
All good, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, man. I just am trying to make up for it. Don't want to cause problems.
All right. We'll see you, man.
All right. I'll talk to you, Jacoby.
Bye.
Bye.
Paschetti for the win.
Man, he wasn't very interesting. I couldn't tell if he was fake or just a little pussy.
I think he was real, but he's super nice about it at first.
I know.
But then he was nice the whole time. It was a rental. And once you mentioned the bomb father, yeah, you got a little scared.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's scared of the bomb father.
That's weird that he said it was actually all fucked up, the quarter panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he actually got hit that day.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe someone's going around hitting cars and give them my number.
And then just saying, yeah, this is Roy.
In on us.
Which, you know, if you're doing that, thank you. Please continue.
Rock on.
Thanks, not Brad. That was amusing.
What's that?
I said thanks. That was amusing.
That was a good one.
I like the part where you refer to me as your wife.
It lasted pretty long. Yeah, I know.
All right, well, I'm going to go let you breathe heavily at somebody else, so thanks for calling. So we got two more still, and then we got those other two that didn't answer, so I'm going to have to call them up in the morning or something, I guess.
Do you have any breaking news? We haven't had any in a long time. Does anybody?
Someone call in with breaking news. 505-796-4020. Don't be a fag.
Isn't that my line?
Why am I not playing our amazing promos?
Hello everyone in Radioland. This is Homer J. Simpson, and I'm about to call into the phone show on 505-796-4020.
Hillock.
Talk to Brad. Oh, my fingers are too fat to dial. Luckily I've got Matt Hillock's mom on speed dial. Matt Hillock's mom. Oh.
That was loud.
I liked it.
Do you want to call a card ding?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
I never give them to you anymore. Okay.
I know.
I'm not sure. These last two might have been the ones that sounded possibly fake.
No. Well, that'll be fun.
Hey, Roy. I think you dinged my car. I had a note, and I really want to talk to you about this because this ain't cool. I mean, and what did you do to it? So you better give me a call back in about 10 minutes or I'm coming to your house. I will find you.
What do you think?
Oh, whatever.
Do you think that's fake or real?
I don't know. Whatever.
He is from Georgia, so I can believe the accent.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he says, I'll find out who you are.
Yeah.
After he's so nice. Here, I'll let you choose. You can have that one or this one.
I'll turn up. I'll take the hick.
Hi, Roy. This is Mark. I found a note on my car. It said you didn't get me. Add this name and number. Can you give me a call back, please? Thank you.
That's a completely different area code. I'll give you the first one because he sounds more, you know, he's threatening.
The heck. It sounds like someone I can just argue with. Did he leave his name?
Oh, let me check.
No, I don't remember.
Hey, Roy, I think you dinged my car.
No, yeah, he didn't. No, so he didn't.
But let me type it into tnid.org real quick. tnid.us apparently is what it's called now. And nothing comes up. It's an AT&T wireless phone. So here, I'm going to call it. No child rape or N-words, please.
No. come on, man. Give me a little credit. You haven't had to hang up on me in a long time.
Yeah, it's been nice. I tamed the shrew.
You can tame my shrew.
You can tame my shrew any night.
Hi, you've breached 678-938.
Arr, 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 arr.
I love their accents. They sound so cute when they're angry.
Yeah.
Hey, unknown caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
This isn't Pizza Hut, is it?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. We're taking other orders.
Oh, okay. What are the specials?
Hold on. We're trying to call someone else.
Specials.
Hello?
Hi, 3678-93.
That one sounds so much fun.
Specials, I don't know, a hand job by the dumpster, if you're down for it.
What's your phone number, sir?
Say what?
What's your phone number, sir?
555.
Yep, your face.
1212.
Okay. Rock and roll. Hey, who is this?
You're on the air. We were totally fooled at first.
Yeah. You seemed so believable.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
God, say hello, you know, like.
Oh, dude.
All right, one more carding call. Oh yeah, breaking news. Hold on, I had some breaking news. Let's see. Oh, I have an idea for us. It's a Zyklon worthy idea. I'm sorry, I'm just looking through my things. Okay. Okay, Mr. Spess has sent me a bunch of cool things, cool links, like 2 weeks ago. I was going to talk about them last week, but, you know, like, our show was 6 minutes.
Yeah. And it broke my heart in two.
Yeah,
broke my heart.
Yeah, I'm not on Tiny Chat on this computer, so I can't send a link into Tiny Chat, but I'll have to put it in the show notes. But this thing on Forbes.com has the prices, like a price list, the AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint charge for cell phone wiretaps to, like, cops and stuff.
Wow.
So, like, to wiretap a customer's phone, T-Mobile charges law enforcement a flat rate fee of $500 per target. And it's got all this paperwork and stuff to back it up. Like,
yeah, I wonder, like, how 50 pages. Physical it is anymore, if it's all software-based now.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be software-based.
Because when I was in COs, but I mean, you know, that was probably 5 to 6 years ago. But I would see, like, they would put these, like, big, like, weird things on the line.
Really? And you knew it was,
like,
a wiretap?
Physically. Well, dude, it would be, like, tagged, like, FBI wiretap.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, I wish you could have got a picture of those. You got some video of those in your PLA hat while you're drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk at work. I didn't have a camera or even a laptop or anything.
Yeah,
I was just in there, and I was like, "Fucking hell, really?" They're just sitting there, like off the goddamn the fucking frame rack. Like, they would just be like plugged in. They looked kind of like a little larger than those old, like, cable filters. And so I don't know, like, if it just ran two lines into it.
Silver cylinder type things? Yeah. Or, oh, that's cool.
Like, you know those, like, you could get those, like, when you used to get, like, cable to your house.
Yeah, I used to pull those off of my house. I'd get extra channels.
Yeah. Well, there were some that you would put in to get channels, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then there were some that would take off channels.
Yeah, exactly. One, I know.
Apparently you could cook them in the oven, and that would bake the circuitry inside, but still retain a connection. I always wanted to do that, but I never got around to it. But the cable company kept putting these little tags on my line to show that I'd removed it, and then they'd put it back.
Yeah, my buddy, when I first got my work van, he's like, "Man, just do me a favor and pull up to my fucking to the cable box in the yard. Just come there with the hard hat on and just pull these filters up." And I'm like, "All right."
Yeah, but yeah, there's this whole list. It's Forbes.com. And I will post it in the show notes. I don't have a way to post it in Tiny Chat right now.
You could post it in Skype Chat, and I'll post it in Tiny Chat.
Okay. It's a long URL, though, so I don't know if it'll go into Tiny Chat.
Well, it's worth a try, right?
Yep. Anyone that calls in will see it in our Skype chat. Other breaking news. All the U.S. carriers in the United States agree to build a stolen phone database and blacklist. And that's like a thing where they can blacklist phones that are supposedly stolen.
Suspectedly stolen.
Yeah, so that I can just see that being abused. Or
the Off the Hook show, they were talking about that, that the exact same story, and saying how you know, people can just call in and report a phone stolen and get it in the database. Cause,
yeah, and yeah, if you have an enemy, you're like,
not that I would do anything like that, but that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fucking wacky, dude. Shit's getting real hectic.
Yeah, your link got cut off.
Oh, okay.
But maybe if they go to Forbes and search for that string that's in the URL, these are the prices that yeah, all that stuff. That's our breaking news for the week.
Yeah, I don't think I had any. I don't know.
Yeah, someone call in. Okay. Breaking news. Or I'm gonna play another promo. Oh, there's one more here. There was this thing, I thought it was kind of cool. I kept seeing it popping up on blogs, but this is just kind of a neat fact that I thought, I thought it was a neat fact. Apparently it costs, like, to have a payphone, to maintain a payphone yearly, the price to maintain it for the phone companies or whoever owns it is around $700.
For a year.
Yeah, yeah, so $700 for a year.
That's not a lot, especially if you it near, like, a bus station or something.
Yeah, but the whole story is about this thing in Chambers, Nebraska, this payphone that's in this tiny little town, and there's another one in another small town nearby, and it raked in last year $3.35. So they paid $700 to make, and it's like some sort of regulation or law or something. They have to have it there. It's some sort of state thing. Every small town has to have one payphone in it. And then and this other one in this other town that's nearby, it got $16.23 for the year, and it cost $700 to maintain that. So that's hilarious.
Do they LOL payphones? What kind of money do they get, like, when people use cards on it?
I don't know. I've always heard that. Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of some. No. Wait, the payphone providers. I could be completely wrong on this, but I used to hear that payphone providers. Whoever had the payphone set up, if someone uses a toll-free number on that payphone, they get charged like 50 cents or something.
Ouch.
Yeah, like every single time someone dials a toll-free number,
yeah,
it's 50 cents. So I cost the phone company so much money back in the day, because I used to just call random toll-free numbers and play on the phone all day.
Yeah.
Use my stolen cards. Yeah.
Fuck. Phones used to be a lot funner in there now.
The good old days. Mr. Spessa was trying to call us. I'm gonna see what he's up to.
Yeah, I'm gonna get another beer while I fag out with him for a sec. I'll be right back.
I'll have that story in the show notes also about the payphones. I'm calling Mr. Spessa. Of course, he's not gonna answer now. Bastard. Oh yeah, on holiday. Hey, Mr. Spessa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, were you calling for a reason or?
Oh, no, I was just calling to check out the phone show with y'all.
Ah, I see. Hey, I put this new video on phonelosers.org, and the bomb's dad is pissed. He left me a angry voicemail message on my cell phone about our prank call to him.
Really?
Or he's like the prank call that I made to him. So I cleared up in the video. I posted a new video on Phone Losers, and I'm like, I told him that it was Mr. Spessa that made the prank call, and I offered your personal info. So I'm going to hand him over your name and address and phone number.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Hey,
with
Mr. Spessa.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad.
Speak up. We can't hear you.
But not too bad.
He's just a baby with glasses. He can only speak so loud.
That never ceases to amaze you, does it?
No, it's like it's one of those things that's always funny.
Mr. Spessa, do you want to give a carding victim a try?
A what victim?
You know, where they leave a note on the car and says we accidentally dented their car.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, here's the voicemail.
Hi, Roy. This is Mark. I found a note on my car. It said you dinged it and add this name and number. Can you give me a call back, please? Thank you.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, Art.
I think he said his name's Mark, right?
Oh, I thought he said Art.
All right, let me try once more.
Hi, Roy. This is Mark.
I'm pretty sure he said Mark.
Yeah, you're right. He did.
I'm always right.
He said auto-tune gonorrhea.
You're breathing really heavily, Matt.
Like between you and not Brad earlier, I was almost there.
How's this?
Okay, here goes. Better. Here goes, Mr. Spessa.
Okay.
So his name's Mark. Your name is Roy, and you dented his car. And you left the message 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago?
Yep.
Hey, this is Ronnie. Leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Oh, now his name's Ronnie.
At the tone. Please record
try
your message
once more. And these are disappointing. I got like six of these, and so
has
far,
anyone called you about the potty cams yet?
No, not yet.
Damn.
But which number did I have on there? Was it 505?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try
Hey, this is Ronnie. Leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Damn. I've been putting those up everywhere.
That's awesome. For listeners,
I've been handing them out to other people too that have been putting them up like in the women's rooms for me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're scared to go in the ladies' room on your own. I like it. There. I fucked a broad in a fucking ladies' room stall one time.
Don't be such a scaredy cat.
I should get all dressed up like a woman.
No, fuck it. Just barge in there.
So I think a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about, but there are stickers that say, this toilet stall is sponsored by Potty Cam. Your potties are being monitored, you know, toilet cameras. And it has my phone number and my email address on it. And it'd be cool if other people put those up. I think, like, for the show notes, I'm going to post a link to the PDF file so people can print their own. But if anyone wants to, like, send me a couple bucks, I'll send you a sheet of them, or two sheets or something.
I'll send you a couple bucks, killer.
Nah, you don't have to. Let's make all the dumb listeners send me a couple bucks.
Stupid fucking goddamn sheep.
I swear it's not to make money.
To the slaughter.
It's just for the lulz. If you want to send me a couple bucks, I'll send you as many stickers as I think I can for that amount. And you put them up in bathrooms, and people get all mad about it and stuff.
And then hopefully we'll get some awesome voicemails and be able to call some people back.
Yep. That'll be hilarious.
For to win, faggots.
Well, thanks for messing up that prank call, Mr. Spessa. You totally just dropped the ball on that one. Good job.
Yeah, I suck at that, huh? I'm sorry.
Call back for the after show. There's just, you know, too many people on here. I can't handle it.
Yeah, I know. Like a whole three.
Herbal Bacon was trying to call in. Now it says he's busy.
Busy doing what?
Who knows? Like he has a life.
Herbal Bacon, call back, weirdo.
On phonelizards.org, there's new PLA t-shirts, and I like everyone listening needs to buy it.
You're really making them?
Oh yeah, they're ordered already. I've dropped a bunch of money on them, and you know, since my last kerfuffle, is that what it's called for my t-shirt thing? You know,
Cattywampus.
Yeah, I lost money on those, so I need money for these t-shirts. And
it's so crazy those aren't. Like, you could so go to a con with those and just sell them for double.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to Hope.
Yeah.
And I like everyone.
Thanks, Herbal. So yeah, go to phonelosers.org and order one of the brand new. It's a summer tour shirt for Phone Losers, the Go Away PLA Summer 2012 tour.
Yeah.
Which means it will not be printed after this year. It's probably not going to be printed anymore. I've already ordered not that many. But
now, is there a gag to the fucking dates?
To the what?
The dates.
The dates? Oh, no, the dates are completely random. But the places are all, phone loser dates. Or places, you know. Laugh Track Matt's Brewery.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, yeah.
Some of the dates make sense. Like, the DEF CON date and the Hope date are real for this year.
Yeah.
But others. I asked for people to help me come up with crazy names, and everybody sucks, and nobody helped. So fuck you
What
all.
Do you need a name for?
For the tour shirt for the 2012
it's
summer
fucking,
tour.
It's sick, dude. Oh. It's so fucking neat.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Herbal.
Hey. Hey, what's up, Herbal Bacon? Rock and roll.
Hey, I had an idea the other night. I think it was
Was it the cranky old man's courthouse?
I thought Cyclone had a fucking copyright on ideas.
True.
Are you the one that had a grouchy old man's new phone number?
No, on the tour shirt, like cranky old man's courthouse as a stop.
Oh, was that your idea?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I took that then.
Yay!
It just says, it doesn't say grouchy old man, it says county courthouse in Boca Raton. Oh. I made it more vague.
I like it.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I got an idea for the show, or the after show.
Right. You're just full of Zyklons tonight.
No, well, this one's kind of cool. There's a Meijer store in my hometown that just got busted growing 70 plants of pot.
Oh,
really? Where? Who was doing it?
It's a Meijer store in Ann Arbor.
I know, but who? Like the manager?
Ann Arbor's a fun town, by the way.
Oh, totally. No, it was, I guess, this like weird nail salon like occupied the second floor of the store. Or I guess like that weird like office area. Yeah.
Well, so we don't know the store, but we'll take your word for it. There's a weird
when you go into like a Target, you know, and then like above the cashiers, there's like that windowy area.
And usually the break room where people sit there and think how bad they failed in life.
But who was it in the store that was growing stuff?
The owners of the nail salon that rented the space out.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
That's pretty crazy.
Should we call up and we're calling from Normal to lend our support?
Well, I was thinking, like, call and complain because the 420 celebration is now canceled because we can't get our crop.
They ruined 420 for everyone. It's a great idea, but are they even going to be open this late? You know, it's like...
Yeah, they're 24-hour.
Meijer's is 20, yeah.
Really? Even the nail salon part? Or, I mean, is that part...
I'm sure they're closed.
It's obviously closed down. They're all arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, like, we could use a code word, like, could you send me up to the nail salon for a hot stoned massage or something?
Let's do it.
Wink, wink.
After show.
I'll find the number for the after show.
I want people to, if you play Draw Something on the iPhone or Android, add me. I'm on Facebook. I'm completely addicted to that game. I'll draw pictures for you all day.
I might need to get a plan on my mom's tablet, because I can't draw with this little fucking touchpad.
Yeah, Chris Ellerbeck is playing with me and several other PLA people, and it's fun.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I can definitely tell when someone's on an iPad because it's super detailed and it looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. Rappy McRapperson. I just added him tonight. I haven't actually played a game with him yet. But if you're on Draw Something, add Rappy McRapperson. That's his username on Draw Something. I don't know what my username is. I'm just connected through Facebook.
Gay McGayerson.
Yeah, that's me.
The Bomb Father, that song before the show, is brilliant. I was laughing out loud. Awesome.
It's a real song. He's on like fucking half of Rappy's fucking videos, dude.
God.
That'll be our going away song tonight, The Bomb Father.
Cool.
The Bomb Father. that one where he's in the hot tub with the brats and shit is so awesome. Or is that the Bomb Father video?
If anyone wants to do that thing for me where they copy that YouTube video and put it on their own YouTube account, that would be really cool because that will really piss off The Bomb's father.
Yeah.
The Bomb's father.
The Bomb father.
Send me the file itself.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can get those, you know, those sites that'll convert it for you.
Yeah, I know.
But fine, I'll put it up somewhere. It's like 200 megs. I'll make a smaller one. I'll make a smaller one just for you.
put a torrent up.
Oh, there's this other thing on phonelosers.org about where me and Pseudo possibly stopped a kidnapping from happening.
Yeah. Was that like real or is it? Like,
yeah, it's completely real. I don't.
I did not read.
Yeah, we're.
No, this is a great read.
We're speculating on the whole kidnapping thing, but it sure seems. Well, I mean, he's one of the addressed to cause problems. I won't get into the whole thing here, but you should go to phonelosers.org and read that. It's kind of.
Yeah.
It's sort of amusing.
Oh, it's awesome.
And there's a nice picture of Brad and Pseudo. And they're both very, very handsome gentlemen.
All right.
A lot of pussies have been pounded in that picture.
Oh, one more thing. One more thing. And this could be a good idea for the after show. I have two ideas for the after show. We're just like full of ideas for the after show tonight. We're going to go like all night tonight. Okay.
I'm down.
Idea number one. Okay, the other night we were all on a conference together, and I convinced a come and go employee to give me a customer. Then I convinced the customer that they want to
come and go.
They were the 1 millionth customer there, and I'm like, set the phone down and then run around the store and grab everything you can in 30 seconds. And he did it, and the clerk thought it was hilarious. She was laughing and everything. So I think we should try and do that some more, because that was pretty
funny.
Oh,
that's perfect.
It was really easy. That was the first try, and it just worked.
Didn't you guys have a call a few years back where, like, somebody told, like, a come-and-go type place to hide all their cigarettes or something? There was a recall.
We were doing that a year or two ago, just to rent, like, 7-Elevens.
And we got the Playboys pulled off the shelves.
Yeah, we got
said there
we
was
got
underage broads in there.
The 7-Eleven by Matt's house, we got them to take the Playboys off the shelf because the girl was...
Well, like, reached its zenith when, I think Roxy, like, you guys called ahead, and, like, Roxy was going to take out a six-pack of beer because it was tainted or something.
Oh, and remember when RTF, he got them to fill up a mop bucket full of Gatorade and Twinkies.
It's RTH.
RTH, sorry, I messed those up.
Oh, my God. Call's great.
Yeah, yeah. Not that we're into, causing...
That Twinkies and Gatorade one was fucking funny. Yeah. That was funny shit.
I like when he asked his name and he responded, Cobra. And then when he... RTF, or... No, RTF, no, I'm doing it.
RTF now.
Let's just rename him that.
Rob well, the Rob Fag.
Asked the guy how to spell it. He started spelling it back in Hindi.
I don't remember so any weird. Of this. It's been so long. Oh, okay. And then idea number two. Matt from Indiana, you guys know him. Does he have a nick? Serial killer, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he posted a funny video on my Facebook today. And it was these guys who would go into, like, Burger King's, for example, and they would quit their job there, but they didn't work there. And it was all kinds of confusion.
That is funny.
It was really funny stuff. Like, one of them kept breaking down crying, saying he couldn't handle the stress of working there anymore. And they'd be like, but you don't work here, do you?
Yeah, I'm on a different shift. You don't know me.
So, you know, let's instead of doing it in person, let's be pussies and just do it over the phone. Let's do that tonight. Let's quit some jobs.
I still can't believe that he's the one that got called Serial Killer Matt. I wasn't. I was the nice one.
We think you're nice, Matt.
I am nice.
So that's what's going to happen on the after show tonight, possibly. So woo-hoo! Stay tuned, except for you losers at Blue Planet Prank Radio.
No, they're not losers. They're fucking sweethearts. No. God bless them. Happy Easter, guys.
Yeah, that's the end of the phone show. I'm going to play The Bomb Father now. And,
rock and roll.
And we will see you next week.
I'm the Bomb Father. I'm the Bomb Father. I'm the Bomb Father. I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. I'm the Bomb Father. I'm the Bomb Father. I'm the Bomb Father. I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. I'm the Bomb Father, leader of Lake Hill Stugs. I get down hard and sell bricks of drugs. I own the clubs and the raves. My henchmen do exactly what I say. Kill this guy, he won't be lasted with the AK or the SKS blasted. Sucker punch any fool that gets in my face. Gotta duck from the cops when they get out the mace. In a dark room with girls that are petite. After I have sex, I'll go to sleep. I'm a wizard at counting money. Get out the nine if you think it's funny. I'm the Bomb Father, yeah, I'm the bomb. I'll dress you up like a girl and take you to prom. I'll slap you back stranded and shit. I call the shots, take advantage of it. I'm the Bomb Father.
to Sherman Oaks. Moved to Lake Hills and it wasn't a joke. Robbers, looters, midnight shooters. So I joined a gang, the Lexi Lugers. I'm a midnight smoker. Cruise to the pad and play some poker. I met the bomb father and I needed a favor. My wife is pregnant, she was in labor. Oh great bomb father, will you bless my son?
I spread my blessings with the ways of the gun.
Then we all went to the county fair. Got some fireworks and set off a flare. When the cops came, they were mad as hell. The bomb father runs shit way too well. The bomb father. I'm the bomb.
I'm the bomb father, nobody gets in my way. You gotta lay off the rock and do what I say. I run Lake Hills with an iron fist, not afraid to pimp slap a bitch. Bomb father, too good to be true. The American dream and a cure to the flu. Don't ever test this if you wanna survive. Rappy McRaberson beats keeping the party alive. So if you don't believe what I say, step the hell back, don't get in my way. Bomb father is wise. But if you step to me, I'll give you a surprise. I'm mad as hell when it comes to jokes. I'll cap you if my enterprise goes broke. I've got the money, I've got the power. My father lives in the final hour. I'm the bomb father.